VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is making the case for more U.S. military aid to both Israel and Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
It's natural to ask, why does this matter to America?
In a rare Oval Office address, the president said if the U.S. lets either Vladimir Putin or Hamas get away with their tyranny and terror,
would-be aggressors around the world be emboldened to try the same. The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world.
Stopping that is vital to American national security, so the president will ask Congress to send the two nations billions more in aid.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations.
But getting Congress's sign-off won't be easy. With the House in chaos, conservatives against more aid for Ukraine, and bipartisan backing for Israel dropping in recent years. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Thursday said it is deeply disappointed in the U.S. for blocking a U.N. resolution that would have condemned all violence against civilians in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Kim Lewis.
The U.S. voted a resolution on Wednesday saying it was too early to craft an appropriate Security Council response to the crisis. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning commented on the matter at a daily news briefing, calling on the UN Security Council to heed the calls of Palestinian people and Arab countries and play its role in promoting a ceasefire. The resolution sponsored by Brazil had wide support and would have condemned all violence against civilians, including the heinous terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
An army private who fled to North Korea before being returned home to the United States earlier this month has been detained by the U.S. military. That's according to two officials. The officials say that King was facing charges including desertion and possessing sexual images as a child or of a child. This is VOA News. Ukraine is desperately short of judges and is now kickstarting a nationwide hiring spree to fill more than 2,000 vacancies and vet around as many as sitting judges for potential misconduct. Reforming the judiciary even while the country is at war is a requirement if it's still to join the European Union one day. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Two bodies responsible for hiring and disciplining judges were effectively frozen for years and only recently relaunched under EU pressure. On top of hiring new ones, Ukraine must vet 2,000 or so sitting judges for misconduct. Endemic corruption means few Ukrainians trust the courts. Ludmila Volkova is on the commission tasked with both new hires and integrity checks.
Those who keep their posts, whose competence we confirm, will shape the new era of judicial power in Ukraine.
The judiciary overhaul is part of a broader crackdown on corruption.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The focus at former U.S. President Donald Trump's civil trial in New York is his son's, Eric's, valuation of the property there. AP's Ed Donahue.
Documents and testimony suggest Eric Trump envisioned a lofty value on New York's Trump National Golf Club. The family business wanted to build luxury townhouses there. The claims in the trial are Trump, his company, and executives, including Eric Trump, fraudulently inflated the value of properties on financial statements. An appraiser testified Trump's son had lofty ideas and may have felt the appraisal of the golf club was too low, but said a higher number would not have been credible. The former president and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner denies the allegations and says the documents in question actually underestimate the value of his prime properties. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Brazilian congressional panel has accused former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro of instigating the country's January 8th riots and recommended that he be charged with attempting to stage a coup. The inquiry has been conducted by a panel of lawmakers, mostly allied with the current leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who narrowly defeated Bolsonaro in last fall's election. They voted 20-11 to adopt the damning report drafted by a senator. The move is largely symbolic because law enforcement officials already are investigating Bolsonaro's possible role in inciting the uprising. Bolsonaro has denied involvement in the rioting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. VOA 1.